tonight, the new host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show takes his chair. Trevor Noah was chosen to replace Jon Stewart. Noah's very first guest is comedian Kevin Hart,
who was carefully chosen for this role. For one thing, Kevin Hart is very popular. That helps. For another, he has used comedy to break through boundaries of color, rather like Noah himself.
Now, choosing a show's first guest can set a tone. When David Letterman debuted on NBC's Late Night in 1982, he turned to actor and comedian Bill Murray.
Thanks for being on the show. I certainly appreciate that.
I missed the first part of the show, by the way. What happened? Is it going well? I know this is the first show, and I think this guy needs a little support. Dave Letterman.
That's 1982. In 1993, when Letterman left NBC for CBS, he was replaced on Late Night by a comedy writer with little public profile.
We have a really great first show, and I'm a complete unknown to everybody, and these people were fantastic to come on. It's like, you know, come on, I'm Conan O'Brien. You better do my show.
That complete unknown, as he put it, of course, is comedian Conan O'Brien, who did manage to convince actor John Goodman to join him on that first night.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for asking. Well, I wouldn't have been my first choice.
And when Jon Stewart took over The Daily Show in 1999, he invited actor Michael J. Fox, who kicked off that show with jokes about Stewart adjusting to new props, like the mug on his desk.
Is this mine, by the way? How's it work? You don't know.
You can have
it. You never knew.
It's my first day. I don't know.
In fact, I have been
on The Daily Show
more than you have.
Is that true?
At least that will not be the case for Trevor Noah. He made several appearances on The Daily Show before taking over as its new host. His debut is this evening.